Welcome to the Glenelg Hopkins CMA's podcast series on Landcare Leaders, where we're talking to landholders and community members who've invested in landcare in their local area and are now seeing the biodiversity benefits producing the goods. In this episode, we meet Hamish Bailey from Park Hill on the Wannon River west of Hamilton in southwest Victoria. By his own admission, Hamish went hard early when he returned to the family farm 20 years ago with his fencing and revegetation works. It's something he now looks back on with pride because he can see the benefit of that investment of time and effort on the banks of the Wannon River, across the visual landscape of his farm, and in the win-win situation he finds himself with a more productive farm and increased biodiversity. It's also given him the knowledge that the trees he continues to plant today will be well worth it in generations to come.
We're here at Park Hill with Hamish Bailey, who has been working with the CMA across a number of projects for the last 20 years. Hamish, thanks for having a chat.
That's no problem, Matt. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a bit about your experience here on this farm for the last 20 years and the management of the beautiful natural resources.
Yeah, well, we could see an opportunity with the grants available from CMA and Landcare to start revegetating our farm, protecting the Wannon River, which is the main feature of the property, and also two creeks that we're lucky enough to have running through the farm. We're able to re-establish plenty of trees on waterways and on fence lines, start land classing the property, getting laneways through alongside creeks and gullies that the CMA were funding the fencing for. And if we were able to add a few dollars to the project, then you can end up with a great line of trees, a protected creek or gully, and a laneway servicing paddocks that had had deteriorating fences. And without the help of CMA, yeah, this farm would look starkly different to what it does now. And we went pretty hard early. I was young, fresh out of uni, and pretty keen to sink my teeth into farming. And the position we find ourselves in now, in a tough climate, environmentally and financially, I'm glad that we had that help and that we did that work starting 20 years ago. As we've now got a farm that's functional, more productive than it was. We've got trees as a feature over a lot of the farm that we didn't have, and paddocks that are more manageable, more efficient, and stock-proof.
So we're actually standing here next to the Wannon River, and you can hear a trickle in the background, and we're standing right in the riverbed with grasses and beautiful red gum trees, and it's quite a serene environment. And how do you feel about the impact you've made on this farm in just 20 years, Hamish?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, Mac. It's good to have a farm that you're proud of, and the working environment is great. I feel like we've added to the natural beauty of the farm, and sometimes it's a bit mundane if you're droving or been crutching or shearing or drenching or something, but if you're taking a mob back, and even at the moment where it's so dry and there's not much grass around, the trees add the green, and I suppose you can lose yourself a bit on the motorbike when you're following a mob of ewes up the laneway.
But having been lucky enough to have a tour of the farm, there's also, you've talked a lot about the win-wins, the conservation wins, but also the productive wins across a lot of this 60 kilometres of fencing off of rivers and gullies and creeks. And tell us a bit more about the win-win, because historically, I suppose, conservation has been seen as a luxury that you can't always afford, but perhaps you might have broken that mould.
Yeah, we could see there was a problem with degradation. Water points were always at the bottom of the hill, either the river or a creek. Stock traffic was a problem. Grazing management was an issue. And by fencing the waterway, fencing the paddock into land class and adding water points, there's been huge benefits for the land, you know, and we're here to make money. This farm, we don't want to sell it to someone else. I'm sure they'd snap it up, but we need to be financially viable. And I think the farm has gone a long way towards that through the help of the funding, and the fencing is the key. And we sort of ripped around and did a lot of fencing, and it was better for stock and the land, but then had to follow up just as quickly with the water points. But the trees have increased the biodiversity. They've increased the stock welfare through summer and winter. Bird life's exploded. There's a few other native animals that are in large numbers that is less ideal. But, yeah, we feel very grateful to have such a canvas to work with. And it's still a work in progress. We're by no means finished, but we've made a good start, I feel.
So what's been your relationship with the Glenelg Hopkins Catchment Management Authority over the 20 years that you've been working with them?
Yeah, we've dealt with numerous people at the CMA. I suppose we're lucky in that we do have this Wannon River frontage, which makes us a good target farm for funding. But everyone's always been supportive and keen to get projects done. There's been a lot of staff turnover in 20 years, but they all have the same mantra. Some of them are still there. They've been there a long time. Tony Lithgow. And we got funding to protect land above a landslide with lucerne seed 1 year, just to get that deep root in and try and take a bit of water out of the subsoil to shore up these hills. It's pretty steep out here, some of this country, and yeah, it was a great project because it was a quick result, whereas trees are the long-term solution. Lucerne is definitely a good short-term fix for water issues.
And just the mechanics of these different projects, has it been a case of the Catchment Management Authority helping fund fencing and you doing the work, or have they also added the tube stock and you've had direct seeding projects that have been very successful as well? How does it work, and what would you say to other farmers that were thinking about entering different agreements?
Yeah, so our projects have always taken the form of funding for fencing, tube stock and tree guard, and our in-kind funding has always been the labour. So a lot of money invested in fencing mainly from CMA, but yeah, we've spent a lot of time and effort building many kilometres of fencing, and I do look back at the achievements. It's been a lot of work, and I'm probably less efficient or less quick at building a fence than I used to be, but it's a great agreement. It's worked well that we were able to do that in-kind work as part of our funding and contribution to the projects.
Yeah, and you've seen such a dramatic result in, you know, half a working life in just 20 years. That must be very rewarding to see. And I suppose there's not just conservation benefits, but aesthetic benefits. And, it seems like there's a lot of win-wins.
Yeah, for sure. As we drove around the farm, you see the trees that are 400 or 500 years old. We're not going to see anything that we've planted obviously get to that size, but in 20 years you get great results from planting trees. And I'm glad that I think I must have been surrounded by people that were more positive than negative, to say that apart from planting a tree 20 years ago, the next best time is today. So I'm glad that we did. And yeah, I think ways of the past have gone, or they have here anyway, thinking that it's not worth planting a red gum because it's such a slow burn. It's no point being short-sighted like that. It's definitely worth planting the trees. And in another 20 years, when I'm getting towards retirement, then what we've already planted will be incredible, and the things that we plant from now on will be as good as what we've done is now.
Well, it sounds like you've put a lot of work in, but also formed a great partnership with the Glenelg Hopkins Catchment Management Authority, and you've actually got an enormous amount of personal satisfaction out of it.
Yeah, we're proud of this farm and eternally grateful that we can make a living by working this land. But if I give someone a tour of the place, I want to be proud of it, and I want them to see how we feel about the land, and don't want to be hiding things and giving a half tour. If you don't want people to see something, then that's a problem, and you should either do something about it or properly reevaluate what you're doing here.
Well, Hamish, thank you very much for your time today, and congratulations on what is just a wonderful piece of Australia.
Thanks, man. Good to talk.
We look forward to hearing about how those little red gums grow to be really big ones on Park Hill in years to come, and hopefully see them still standing in a couple of hundred years' time. Our thanks to Marius Cumming, who's conducted this series of podcast interviews for the Glenelg Hopkins CMA. You can find out more about Landcare and the other Landcare leaders being showcased as part of this series by visiting our website at ghcma.vic.gov.au or by following us on any of the main social media channels.